hate the sin, love the sinner is something that's said exclusively of homosexuals. He didn't say it in exactly those words, but pretty darn near, as if somehow. Okay, here you go. Here's a quote. Who is most regularly labeled sinful in a world of immorality of all sorts? Greed, cruelty, lying, selfishness, racism, warmongering, callousness to the poor, and so on. LGBTQ people. That's a direct quote from James Martin. So I guess he took a poll. I guess he surveyed like all of the literature of all of humanity ever, and he came to find that that particular thing, hate the sin, love the sinner, is overwhelmingly applied to LGBTQ people and not, say, usurers or adulterers or wife beaters or murderers or rapists or any number of other people. I don't think he could scientifically back that statement up. I think it's absurd on its face. I think even the most extremely anti-sodomite people that I know, and if you want to call it an extreme, well, then I'm an extremist on the point. I say this of other people besides sodomites, and it's not even probably top on the list. Not that I use the expression very much, but I use it occasionally. Now, I'm not going to read you from Father James Martin's column, but I will read a column from another writer for America Magazine, a fellow by the name of Jim McDermott, who's one of those out-of-the-closet types. And he wrote a piece just this month, June 2nd, yesterday, as I'm recording this, The Catholic Church Needs LGBT Saints. I don't know what the heck happened to the Q folks. Poor guys, they got left out. And the I people, whoever they are. I love a great tableau of the saints. 15, 20, 30 people surrounding Mary or Jesus and facing us, their heads framed by halos as yellow as the sun. It's like getting to see the members of the Justice League or the X-Men all together. There's that game of trying to see if you can recognize all of them, remember their backstories and superpowers. But for me, it is also reassuring to see them all gathered together, particularly if they include more than just celibate white men. Ugh. It feels like a glimpse of the kingdom of God, a home where there is a place for all of us. Okay. Obviously puerile and childish. The guy starts to think about the saints, talking about the X-Men and the Justice League. Just have to note that. But then a couple, the sneering snarl directed towards white celibate men. Ugh. But then a couple of years ago, I was at the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels in Los Angeles, which is an absolute abomination built by Cardinal Mahoney, right? It's a hideously ugly building that defies belief. Actually, though, the pieces of art he's referring to are actually pretty well done here, though. I've seen them. Not in person, though. I don't think I could stomach the place. Okay, showing some friends the gorgeous tapestries of the saints that line the walls of the church, created by the artist John Nava, they are just extraordinary. Young people and old, Europeans, Africans, Asians, Latin Americans, and indigenous people, women and men, all surrounding us and looking with us toward God. Okay, so far so good. As I sat there in the church with my guests, looking up at all these beautiful images, it suddenly hit me that not a single one of these people has been identified as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender. Though undoubtedly some of them were. Gratuitous statement. Okay, prove it, buddy. Prove it. In fact, the Catholic Church has yet to recognize a single LGBT saint. I hope you're not scandalized by that statement. The Catholic Church has yet to, it's like saying the Catholic Church has yet to recognize a patron saint of wife beaters, or the Catholic Church has yet to recognize a patron saint of usurers. The Catholic Church has yet to recognize a patron saint of people who deprive widows and orphans, who deprive workers of their just wages. Sound familiar? These are other, you know, sins crying to heaven for vengeance. Some of those ones I just rattled off. Skipping ahead, he says this. It's right there in the way the church has often tried to talk about LGBTQ people. I'm sorry, I added the Q. I guess I feel bad for those Q folks, whoever they are. It's right there. He's talking about this attitude problem we have. It's right there in the way the church has often tried to talk about LGBT people. Love the sinner, hate the sin. Well, then he links to the piece by Father James Martin, who basically makes it seem like it's impossible to love the sinner and hate the sin, something which maybe maybe Father Martin's twisted psychology is incapable of doing, but St. Thomas was capable of doing it. In fact, he advocates it in a way in his Summa. So then he says something else that to me is very revealing, because I'd like to ask this fellow where he stands on abortion. Check this one out. But the fact is, as Catholics, we believe that each of us is born in the image and likeness of God. Born, like when mom gives birth, we're created in the image and likeness of God, created. You're listening to Reconquest on the Crusade Premium Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. This is Brother Andre Marie, and we are on episode number 329, Battleground June, the Sacred Heart versus the Pride Groomers. So, he seems to think that the image and likeness of God comes upon us when we're born and not before. Now, he didn't say that explicitly, but it seems like a weird slip that he would say born. In fact, the editors of America Online even put that as a tweetable thing. They put it as a big sentence that you could click a thing that says tweet this and it automatically goes out on Twitter. And the editors didn't catch born. I can't imagine that there. That was an indeliberate oversight. They must have realized what they were doing. Skipping ahead. If we are children of God like everyone else, then we should be afforded the same care and respect that they are. Well, you are, Mr. McDermott. You are. You're afforded the same care and respect that everybody else is. You can go to confession, you can confess your sins, you can receive sacramental absolution, you can make the firm purpose of amendment not to commit your sins again, and you might receive communion then after that. And you would be encouraged to live a life of Christian virtue, which everybody is, even, you know, white celibate men. And even non-celibates, married folks, okay, Asians, Latinos, Latinas, everybody from every continent, okay, Eskimos, those few people who live in Antarctica, no matter where you're from, you're encouraged to live a life of Christian virtue and strive for heaven. Nobody is discouraged from doing that. So yes, you're children of God if you're baptized, and you should be afforded the same care and respect that everyone else is. And the care and respect that the church has for you and what she has for the rest of us is that we embrace a life, the life of grace, that we avail ourselves of the sacraments, that we do good and avoid evil, okay? Even the evil that is sodomy, okay? And other evils, that's not my evil, that's not the one I prefer. if you were to dive into the deep recesses of my soul, I have other issues. We all have our besetting sins, all of us. So there is, St. Paul saying, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, right? So sodomy is not the only sin, and nobody pretends it is. Your persecution complex is really outrageous, and it's a reflection of the incredible narcissism of the sodomite. These are the most narcissistic folks you ever want to encounter, as well as mendacious. But it's not the only sin, okay? There are other sins. The worst sin is unbelief. There are sins of desecration. There are all sorts of sins against all the commandments. But all sinners have the same rights, if you will. They can all do penance. They can all avail themselves of the graces of God as mediated to us through the church and the sacraments, and they can all live a life of conversion. Every one of us has that same right. So yeah, the care and the respect that everyone has, especially the baptized, is equal in this matter. But there is more to it than respect and love, he goes on to say. To say that God created us or that we are made in the image of God is to say that we offer a glimpse of who God is. Now, this is where it gets positively warped.